Okay, let's get into Tezraf Chulin Daf Ayin Vav. Chulin Ayin Vav, and we're at the top of the Mishnah. We are back to the world of Trefos. As we have discussed issues of Ben Fakua the past couple of Dafim, as we mentioned at the beginning of the Perek, that this Perek is really part of Trefos, a chelik of Trefos, how you can have a chelik of an animal being a Trefa. That's where we got into Ben Fakua, and then we went into the basic din of Ben Fakua, and now this Mishnah gets back into Trefos, as we have here the last two Dafim of this Perek, and then we will get into Perek Osov Espino. Remember that after this daf, also the next couple of shirim will be from the last cycle, and then we will get back to a regular schedule. But first we have today's daf. Behema shenechtechu ragleha. So an animal that has its leg cut. Rashi explains here that every animal has three, the leg is made up of three bones. That means there are two joints. There's a joint attaching the bottom, the lower leg and the middle leg, let's call it, and then the middle leg and the upper leg. Three different joints. So we'll have to see exactly in the Gemara which joints we're talking about. So an animal that has its leg cut. If it's cut low down, so it's only missing the bottom part of the leg, part of the bone, so then kshera, that is kasher, that is not a trefa. But but if it was cut above that joint, again, which joint we're talking about is a discussion in the Gemara. But if it's cut above that joint, then it is pasul. Also, what's also a trefa, and again, we had this quoted earlier once or twice, if the tzomas hagidin, that is the area where a number of sinews come together, that is above the joint, let's say above the lower joint, that's the tzomas hagidin, that's also called, by some, machlokas, Rashi, derived, are these, is this in the front, is this in the back, but either way, it's the hind quarters, as we will talk about a little bit later, but if that whole area is removed, the sinews are removed, that also creates a trefa, even if the bone is not broken. Right? That is also a problem, as we mentioned before. Nishbar ha'etzem, if the bone is broken, and then some pieces of the bone are sticking out and piercing the skin, imrov basar kayam, if most of the basar is kayam, we'll have to see what rov basar means on the bottom of Amud Beis today, right, whether it's rov of the circumference or rov of the thickness, rov basar kayam shkudasu matarasos, then it's still called inside, it's not called a trefa, and the animal is still tar midei nevela. V'yimlav ein shkudasu matarasa, and if not, the shkut is not going to be mitaheret. So that is the Gemara about bones being broken above, below, getting back to the world of Trefus. So now we have a machlokas amoraim here in the Gemara. Amar view the maraf. Machlokas between Rav and Rav Shia. Rav says, Amar Bichia. Lamata, when we say the key point is above or below the arkuba, the bone. Which bone are we talking about? Which joint are we talking about? So Rav's going to say the lower one, and Ulam Rav Shia is going to say the upper one. Amar view the maraf. Amar Bichia. Halamata, lamata min arkuba. If the bone is cut below, so then it is kshera. The below the lower joint. Lamala, lamala min arkuba. Above means above the lower joint. The arkuba that is sold with the rosh, meaning it was the custom in those days, as Rashi explains, the lowest part of the animal, the lowest part of that's connected to the hoof, that part was sold with the head of the animal. So that is what is being referred to. That's the key connection in halacha in the world of Trefus. Ula Amar Raboshia kinegdo begamal nikar. No, Raboshia says no. It's the parallel joint that in a camel it is nikar. In a cow, the upper joint connecting the two upper bones are hidden inside the cow. You can't see it. It's not external. But in a camel, it's nikar. Both bones are external. So the parallel bone in the cow that's in nikar in the gamal, which means the upper joint. So that is what it is. That is what's being referred to here. It is interesting that here, assuming that Trefos are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, as we mentioned before, this is a machlokas about a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Again, maybe there are still details. The Rambam that says in the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnah that there's never a machlokas about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Does that mean there's many, many problems with that statement that have to be explained? But again, the fact that you say, we said before, that on the bottom of the first Amud of Elu Trefos, back on Membezim and Aleph, Shmon Esrei Trefos Shenamru L'Moshe M'Sinai. So does that mean that there is never a machlokas? Or, everybody agrees to these Trefos. The question is, what exactly are they? That could be a machlokas. Maybe even the Rambam would agree to that. But either way, this is a machlokas, so connecto b'gamal nikar. So Amalei Ula l'Rav Yehuda. So Ula says to Rav, even before we do that, one second, Gamal Nikar. Gamalim are a very interesting animal. The Meshech Chachma looks at Gamal in a very unique way. The Meshech Chachma picks up on the fact that in Parshas Vayishlach, in the beginning of the parsha, when Yaakov sends to Esav, "Vahili shor v'chamor tzeon ve'eved v'shivcha," says, "What I have oxen and donkeys, sheep, eved and shivcha." It does not say gamal. Later on, it says that he has gamalim. Right? It says, "Vayachat esa'ah masherito v'eshatzon v'eshabakar v'hagamalim lishnei machanos." So he has gemalim. He just doesn't send the message to Esav that he has gemalim. Why not? It says the Mesher Chacham, amazing, such a tiny little detail, but he opens up unbelievable understandings. V'ha inyan ki ha'lokim asa es ha'adam yashar v'hema bikshu cheshbonos rabim. Hashem created us yashar, as Shlomo HaMelech says, and we got into problems. Meaning, inherently we were pure. Inherently, b'derech ha'teva, we were beautiful. Like the Ramban writes in Bracious, v'ha'yafe be'enai. The Ramban writes in Perek Beis Pasuk Tes, ki ha'adam ha'yose b'tivo masharoi la'asos. We b'teva did what we were supposed to do. That's how Hashem created us. It's just that the external Yetzirah took hold of us. Kitchila sabriya haya kiyata atzmo litzada tov tamid. That was the inherent tchila of the bria. Raka Yetzirah hu meisis bifnei atzmo. But the Yetzirah took over. The Yetzirah was externally would get us. Amnam. But by the cheta of Adam and Chava, everything changed. Kasher boha nachash al Chava vehitul bazuama. But when the nachash was with Chava, it put zuama into her, to use the lashon of the Gemara in Masecha Shabbos. Says the Mesher Chachma, Shinis Arvu HaTova HaRabo Ba'atzmo, because at that point, what does that mean? That there was Zuama in. It wasn't physical. It was, as many Mefarshim explained, now the good and the bad was within. It was internal. It wasn't just the bad on the outside. It was internal. It was internally. And it's based on the Ramban, right? That Ramban that we were quoting before. That's the Eitz Hadas Tovaru. It becomes inside. That's where Reb Chaim Volozhin writes, in Nefesh HaChaim in the first Shaar, that beforehand it was outside, and now there was an Eruv. There was an Eruv inside. Kamo, like Unkelah says, Minelu Meida Tavu Bish. So that's what happened, right? The Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, we went from Emes and Sheker to Tov and Ra. Again, that's a little different than this point, but it's still, it's that I make, there is an objective MS that's inside of me. Now it's Tov and Ra. It's subjective. So something changed inside of me. It became part of me, the Yetzirah. So that was from the time of Adam and Chava. Ad, said the Mesher Chachma, Ad Shagimel Avos Biru V'Zikaku. Until Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were Mezakik and purified. Avram was Mezakik, and he got Yishmal out of him. Yitzchak got Esav out of him. Finally, comes to Yaakov. Everything's pure. Kimi Avram Yatsa Yishmal. Mi Yitzchak Esav. Ashebo Yaakov Ahaya Mitaso Shlema. Kidu Amru B'Mesecha Shabbat. As the etzem, and now once we reach that point, we're back to the previous. The etzem nefesh Yisraeli no telatov, and that's why inherently we are no telatov. Varak saar shebeisa, as the Gemara in Brachas says. The shivan malchis makke, we have external pressures that make us fall, but really inherently in inside we are all pure. V'lachena, that's what he quotes the famous Rambam in Mehilchas Gerushim. Hanikfiya b'mitzvahs k'devrei Harambam Perak Gimel migerushin. He quotes Perak Gimel, really it's Perak Beis. Right, the Rambam at the end of Perak Beis halacha chaf. The Rambam quotes famously that if somebody's supposed to give a get to their wife, Bez Din Shah Yisrael B'chamakom B'chosman Makino So Machi Marotzani V'yichtov Agev You Aget Kusher. And then the Rambam asks on himself, V'lama Labatel Getzeh Shari Anus Bein Bidei Akum Bein Bidei Yisrael. Right? Isn't he honest? That's a get ma'usa. You're not allowed to give a forced get. That's not a good get. A get has to be given willingly. It says the Rambam, Shahare Ein Omrim Anus El Alamisha Nilchatz V'nitchak La'asos Davar She'ena Mechuyah Bo Min HaTorah. When do we say it's get ma'usa and it's forced if you're forced to do something that the Torah doesn't demand you to do? Kagon misha huka ad shem machar o ad shem nasan. Avo misha takfo yitzro hara levatel mitzvah o la'aso saveira. But if somebody's yitzro overtakes them to be vatel mitzvah do an aveira v'huka ad shem asa davar shechayel la'asoso, and he's hit until he does what he's supposed to do. Ein ze onas mimenu elohu onas atzmo b'dayto hara. An amazing lashon of the Rambam. No, he forced himself. Lefichach zeshi nerotzel legarish meachar shu rotzel lios miYisrael verotzel lasses kol mitzvos lisrachig min averos v'yisrael shetakvo. So we say that is once he says rotzani, that is the what he meant to say. So anyway, back to the Mesher Chachma. The Mesher Chachma says really inherently every Jew is pure. It's just the external, not like Esav and the other nations that have the zuama and never had the zuama purified from them. And that's what Yaakov says to. He says to Esav, a shor have kosher signs. A chamar has two not kosher signs. Hatovara nifradim him. I have separated. Velo ki gamal. Not like a gamal, as we learned earlier in this Masechta. A gamal, right, has, chooses cud, but does not have split hooves. Right, a shadar shachazab medrash, a rifka, vatakavad al gamalim. Right, there it's ma'urav. And that's why he didn't want to send that to he had gamalim, but he didn't send the message to Esav, because a gamal symbolizes irbuv of tov and ra, and that's what's used here about, to describe the bone. So that's machlokas, back to the Gemara, machlokas Rav Amar Bichia and Rav Oshia. Which bone is it referring to? That's the key distinguishing bone for Trefa. Is it the upper bone or the lower bone? Rav says the lower bone. Rav Oshia says the upper bone. So Amali Ula Rav Yehuda. Ula says Rav Yehuda. Ula says to Rav Yehuda, who said the first opinion. Right? So what did he say? The first opinion is the lower bone. So the lower bone, let's think about this for a second. Bishlamaladidi, according to me, Ula says the upper bone, Diamina Kinegdo Bagamal Nikar. That makes sense. Because the key is, if it's cut below the lower bone, it's Kshera. Above the upper bone is Trefa. But, and then the Mishnah adds the line about Soma Sagidin. Even though if it's cut below the upper bone, it's Kshera. But if it's cut in the Soma Sagidin, if it's nital, so then that's also trefa, even though it's in the area of kshera, but there's almost a gidin or a problematic spot. So, bishlam adidamina kinegdo begamal nikar hainu detani v'chein tenital, tomas agidin. That makes sense. Even lower, is a case where if it's cut, right below the upper joint, so then it's kshera. But if you keep going down and you get to the right above the lower joint, and so Soma Sagidin, and that's Nital, that's still a problem. So that's what we understand that Chiddush. Elodidach, but according to you, Rav Yehuda, Marav, according to you, so the lower joint is the key. So anything below the lower joint is Kshera. Above the lower joint is Trefa. But one second, above the lower joint is the Soma Sagidin. So the next line of the Mishnah is telling me the same thing. So Elodidach, my Vachin Shanital Soma Sagidin. What's that adding? Right, we know right above that lower joint is a trefa, and if the somas are missing, that's a trefa. It's the same thing. So Amar Lei says Rav Yehuda back. No, wait, maybe it's different. Rechuva below somas agidin. Maybe if there's a bone injury, we're talking about above without the somas agidin missing, and somas agidin below rechuva. It's two different things. One is where the sinews are missing, and one is when the bone is missing. So maybe when it says the somas agidin, or when it says the leg is missing, that means the somas agidin are still intact, just that the bone is broken. Says the Gemara. He answers. Rav Nachman answers, Ula answers back, V'nechtechu k'tani. It says nechtechu, which means even the gidim, it says cut, chopped. Can't say that part of it's still there. So ishtik, so there is no answer. He didn't have an answer at that moment. Rav Yehuda didn't know what to answer. Labasa Danafag, after he left, you know, sometimes when we're in the middle of a conversation or we're under pressure, we can't think of the answer. And later on, we have time to think, we can think about it. So Labasa Danafag, Amar, afterwards, Amar, Rashi says, he said to himself, my time at Lomrile, why didn't I tell him I have an explanation? What Lamata and Lamala can mean, right? He was asking me, oh, if Lamata and Lamala mean above and below the lower joint, so then, I have a problem, because right above the lower joint is a trefa, but that's the Soma Sagidin, and that's the next line of the Mishnah. But maybe I could have interpreted it like this. My Tame Lamrile, Lamata, Lamata Minho Arkuba, Lamala, Lamala means Soma Sagidin. No, when it says Lamata, it means below the joint, and above means above the Soma Sagidin is trefa, but the Soma Sagidin is not trefa yet, and that's why the Mishnah has to say that. So maybe I could have said that to him. Hadar Amar, but then he thinks to himself, nah, that wouldn't have worked. Velo Amrile, it's good I didn't say it to him. Why? Because I already said to him one option. Right? I gave him a pshat of Rechuva below Tzomas Agid, as we're looking at below Rechuva. Ve'amrile Nechtechu Ktani. And he said to me, it says Nechtechu in the Mishnah. Right? The pashas of the Mishnah is against that suggestion. So you know what? Rabbi Yehuda says to himself, he probably would have answered that for this too. Hachanami Min Harakuba Ulamala Ktani. It says Min Harakuba Lamala. Right? It doesn't say, you know, above the Tzomas Hagidin. And therefore, he would have said, I'm against the Pashas of the Mishnah both times, so it's good I didn't suggest it anyway. This is the first version of the Machlokas, Rav Yehuda Marav, and Ula Amar Boshia. Rav Papa Masni Hachi, Rav Papa has a different version of the Machlokas, as he's going to have a Shita of Rav, which really agrees to Ula in the first version. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Amar Rebbe Chiya, Lamata, Lamata Minho Arkuba Umi Tzomas Hagidin. Lamata means below, far below the joint, and from the Soma Sagidin. Meaning it's referring to the upper bone, but it's saying far below the upper bone, far below on the lowest bone. right? On the lowest bone. Lamata lamata means on the lowest bone. Lamala lamala min arkuba b'misomas agidim, which means far from the somas agidim joint area. That means on the upper bone. Meaning, according to this pshat, remember there were three bones in the animal. So the lower bone, any chaticha, nechtach on the lower bone is going to be kshera. Any on the upper bone is going to be shreifa. What about the middle one? The Mishnah doesn't talk about that. All the Mishnah says about the middle, lachora, anything above is going to be shreifa. So anything below the upper joint is still going to be kshera. It's going to be kshera until you get to the Tzomos Hagidin. So fascinating, according to this suggestion, you could have a higher spot, and this is what has been mentioned a few times already in the last two prakim, you could have a higher spot on the leg. If the animal's cut there, it's going to be kshera. But if you go further down by the Tzomos Hagidin, it's going to be treifa. That's what the Gemara is going to ask in a minute. So this is Rav Yehuda Marav. According to this version of Rav Yehuda Marav, he agrees to the opposite shita than what he said before. So lamata means far from Tzomos Hagidin on the lower bone. Above means above the Arkuba and Tzomos Hagidin on the upper bone. V'chein shita Tzomos Hagidin. And also on the middle bone, if the Tzomos Hagidin are taken. The Arkuba Gufa. And what about the joint itself? Kideula Amar Boshia. He holds like Ula Amar Boshia, like we said before. He holds like it's referred to the upper bone. So now he asks the Gemara, can that be? Because this is the Locus Classicus. This is where it comes up. The Gemara quoted this earlier. Umi gamidi dilu midli patikle v'chaya. Is it possible that if you go a little up and you cut it, the animal will live? Meaning above the Tzomos Hagidin, if you cut it, it will live up until the upper joint. Mitati, if you go a little lower, pasigle, and you cut it, v'mesa, it's going to die on the Tzomos Hagidin. So how does that make sense? You have more of the animal, and it's worse. Amar Ravashi, treifas kamedamas la'adadi. Ravashi says, you're trying to compare treifas? Ain omrim betreifas, zudem alazu. You can't make comparisons. You can't have rules, just like we had before. You can't compare intestines and lungs and other parts of the body. You can't compare. Ain omrim betreifas, zudem alazu. Why? Shari chotcha mikan v'mesa, chotcha mikan v'chaya. As we just said, this is the case. If you cut from here v'mesa, meaning if you cut in the Tzomos Hagidin, and then if you go further up, chotcha mikan v'chaya, and it would live. And therefore, by treifas, and the Misora that we have by Trefus, we don't ask, and we just do what the Torah tells us and what the Misora is. The Ramban has a fascinating question here, and he has a machlokas with the Rashba and with the Rush. The Ramban asks here, so what does it say here? If there's a cut of the Tzomos Hagidin, then we say it is a problem. And yet, if you cut above, so then it's going to be kosher. So ask the Ramban a simple question. If you have an animal in front of you that has a cut in the Tzomos Hagidin, so if you shecht it now, it's not going to work because it's going to be a treifa. Why don't you, says the Ramban, just cut it above the Tzomos Hagidin? Make another cut in it. So when it gets detached from the animal, so then it is, when you shecht it, it'll be an animal that has its leg cut off above the Tzomos Hagidin and is kshera. V'im tomar, ask the Ramban. V'im kei nechtach Tzomos Hagidin, yachtocha etzem milamala, samach larkuba. V'tikasher, im kidvarecha, right? If you say that things that you can make better, you know, we say you can make it better, that's what you should do. And the Ramban says, inachinami. In a chinami, that's his answer. If you have a smart shochet and somebody knows halacha, he would do this. Kachu adin, mikivat shenechtachu tzomos hagidin. If you actually shechted the animal when it was cut in the tzomos hagidin, nitrafa ve'en laheter. It's nitrafa and there's no heter. Avalam chatach lamala mitzomos hagidin. If you cut it above, v'achar kach nishchata, lav netulas hagidin izu. This is not natul gidin. You go by the moment of the shechita. Ela chatuchas haraglayim lamatam and arkuba izu v'kshera. And therefore, it would work. Ask the Ramban, ask the Rosh, I don't believe it. We had earlier in the Perek. Earlier in the Perek, we says, what's the definition of a treifa? Definition of a treifa is forever, eternal. The Rashba quotes his Rebbe, the Ramban. Votes mealy. First of all, there are many cases that we had earlier and in the previous Perek, we had that cases of treifa that it doesn't seem that there was any option for fixing. Secondly, we had earlier in the parak, va'otmiyali, v'ha d'cha talmud arach d'treifa ein l'cha takana la'olam, k'damrina b'reish pirkin, gabi hobtzi uber etz yado, amarava k'treifa, ma'treifa kivashin treva shobein la'heter, abbasar, kivashin l'chazim chizchat, so shomai la'heter, we had that, v'kol she'efshar la'boli de'heter ade'adam mashma. Sounds like even if you could do something, v'yim k'devei Rabbeinu zechrono levracha, and if my Rebbe is right, kivan she'efshar limso la heter aydei chatichas ha'evra l'mala, menatzomet, if you could just cut above, k'sheira, gamachshav ha'yolana l'akshira, v'yavo yishin lo takana, b'in yishu omid achshav, even though if you don't do anything, it's going to die, mavakach, kivan she'tikanta takanasa mitsuya, v'refu akrov alavo, yosem mibidur simanim, elamashma, t'koshinalu t'omazagidin, shreifa la'olam ein la'takana. This is the question, machlokas, the Rosh agrees to the Rashba here, and there's a lot of discussion of the lumdus between the Ramban and the Rashba. The Rashba, the Rosh hold that once a treifa, always a treifa. The Ramban says, no, you can just cut it above. Just cut it above. So on the footnote here in the Rashba, he says, the machlokas is the Isser of treifa mishum she'en achaya, or is it halacha moshe b'sinai, and the en achaya is just a Siman, right? Siman or Siba. Others have different shot exactly what it is. Rav Elchanan talks about it in Kovetz Biurim. In a Kovetz Shmuos, I'm sorry, on Daf Nuches, is treifa like a balmum, which could be removed, that could be temporary, or is it some other type of a psol? But either way, that is the very interesting machlokes, between the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rosh Vechulu right here. Here we go. Ve'elein Tzomas Agidin, right in the middle of the daf. This is the Tzomas, what exactly is included in the Tzomas Agidin? What is included in Tzomas Agidin? Again, as I mentioned before, there's a discussion whether Rashi seems to say that it's in the back of the leg, the Ravid has it in the front of the leg. We'll assume like Rashi. So Ve'elein Tzomas Agidin, Rabba Amar Ravashi. So the question is, where does it start from, on the bottom, or does it go to from the top? Right? It's right above the lower joint that connects the lowest bone and the middle bone. So Rabba Amar Ravashi, Ar Girsa, De Agrama Ulavar. Let's just read the Machlokas and then we'll talk about that name. Where it starts branching outward. De Agrama Ulavar. As the sinews start branching outward to go into the flesh, that's where the Tzomas Agidin is. Rabba Baravuna Amar Rav Ashi, De Agrama Ulago. No, when it was not branching out, when it's veering in. Rava Breid Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Ravasi Di Lavi Arkoma. It's on top of the Arkoma bone, right, which is the most inclusive, the largest area of Tzomas Agidin. Yasav Ahu Meirabana Kamed Rav Abba V'Yasav Kamar Di Arkoma Gufa. Right, the Arkoma itself, and that's the largest, the most inclusive. So Amar Rav Abba Lo Tatzisule. No, that's too much. Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda Hechad Tapari Tavchi. No, it's where the shochtim open up, and that's not included. V'hainu Rava Brei De Rava Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi. Meaning it's the lesser one, not the Arkoma itself. Period. There is a question about the Girsa here, because if we see here, it says Rava Amar Rav Ashi, according to what we have. So if you look in the Marav Ranshberg, Rav Tzal Ranshberg, he changes Rav Ashi to Rav Asi. Why? Because Rav Ashi lived after Rabba. Can't be that Rabba is quoting Rav Ashi. So we have to change it to Rav Asi. Look on the side. The Besorah Tashah says there's more than one Rav Ashi. Hainu Rav Ashi Kadmon. An earlier Rav Ashi. There's an earlier Rav Ashi or a later Rav Ashi. But again, it's important. We know Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is a crucial one. Again, many crucial Amoram. Rav Ashi is one of the crucial Amoram. If you remember, we discussed Rav Ashi way back. We discussed Rav Ashi way back on Daf Beis or so. We discussed Rav Ashi in terms of discussion of the in the Gemara, and his discussion of the author of in the Gemara. That was the Tosfos that we had. Beis Mabeis Dibra Maschel Ana. Rav Ashi is talking, and it says Mashbash Rav Ashi Hiksha Osa Kushya V'Avavishi Sugyas HaGemara U'Mikan Raya Sherav Ashi Sider HaGemara. Right, that's what Tosfos said back on Daf Beis a number of months ago when we had that. Again, Rav Ashi, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, right, when it quotes the Sefer of Adam and Chava, when it talks about how Shmuel didn't get smicha, so Lissa Shmuel didn't get smicha, and all the things that were going to happen, and it says there Ravina V'Rav Ashi Sof Hora'a. Ravina and Rav Ashi were so far us. That's at the end, way past Rabba. That's why the Girsa has changed, or it's a different Rav Ashi. Again, so far Rav, the Vilna Gaon quotes that Gemara, that Agadata in Bava Metzia. The Vilna Gaon quotes that to as the basis for the Rama. The Rama writes in Choshe Mishpat and Simen Chafei Yesh Omrim Dimnir Ladai in Elubanei Doro Mikoach Rayos Mechrachos. If it appears to a judge and those from his generation, based on Svara, She'ein Hadin Kemoshuska Reposkim, that the halacha that's quoted in Poskim is not how it should be, Yachol Lachlok Alav. He's able to be Cholik. Me'achar Shinoniskar Begemara. Since it's not in the Gemara, so you're allowed to be Cholik. And that's the Rama quoting the Tur, and the Gra says on that, the Ala Gemara, Ein Rishus Lahosif Velo Ligroa. On the Gemara, you can't be Mosif, you can't be take away. V'kol Shigin Lachlok. Surely you can't be cholik. Mashakasa v'perakapolim ravina v'ravashi so fora. Like it quotes about Metzia. You can't add on, you can't take away, and you can't be cholik on the Gemara ravina v'ravashi so fora. Right. That's why the Rambam in his Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, when the Rambam lists off the history, right? What does the Rambam talk about in the little Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, the four-page Hakdama? He lists off the history of the Masorah, the history of the Masorah, and he goes all the generations from Moshe Rabbeinu, 40 generations, all the way to Ravina and Ravashi. That is the last one of the Masorah. He counts 40 generations, and number 40 is Ravashi from Rava, and Rava from Rabba, right? The last two. Rava is two generations before Ravashi, and that is why the Girsa here is changed, either for Ravasi, or meaning a different Ravashi. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Now we got where it goes, where the Tzomas HaGidin is. So now, let's continue. Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Tzomas HaGidin, Sha'amru, Makom Sha'gidim, Tzomusim. So it's where the Gidin, the sinews are joined. V'ad Kama, how far up? How far up does the Tzomas HaGidim go? Amar Le'ahumi D'Rabbanan, V'Rav Yaakov Shmei. Rav Yaakov said, Ki Avinan Bei Rav Yehuda, Amar Lan, when I was by Rav Yehuda, he said to us, Shimu Mini Milsa Demigava Rabba Shimuli. Right, listen to something that I heard from a Gavar Rabba. Umanu Shmuel. Who was it? Shmuel. Shmuel was the Gavar Rabba. Tzomas HaGidin Sha'amru, Makom Sha'gidin Tzomsin Bo. The place where the sinews are joined. Umi Makom Sha'tzomsin and Makom Sha'mispashtin. From the where they're joined all the way until where they spread. Fekama, how much is that? Amar Abaya, Arba'a Bittiti Batura. Four finger widths in an ox. Bedaka, my habit in a behema daka. Amar Abaya, Baliti, Havi Tzomas HaGidin, where it's sticking out and it's visible from the outside, that is included in Tzomas HaGidin. Bali'i lo Havi Tzomas HaGidin. But the part that's swallowed up and then you can't see is not. Ashuni, Havi Tzomas HaGidin, those that are hard. Rechichi lo Havi Tzomas HaGidin, those that are soft. Alimi, those that are thick. Havi Tzomas HaGidin. Ketini, small, lo Havi Tzomas HaGidin. Chivri, white, Havi Tzomas HaGidin. Lo Chivri, lo Havi Tzomas HaGidin. If they are not white, then lo Havi Tzomas HaGidin, they are not Tzomas HaGidin. Before we turn over, the Migavra Rabba Sham Yaleh. Right, he says, I heard it from Migavra Rabba. There is another Gemara and a story that we like to quote in the context of Gavra Rabba. The Gemara at the end of Mesachas Makos. Right, the end of Mesachas Makos. It starts with a story in the Gemara, right? The Ustrupser was once taking a walk with the Achiezer, Rav Chaim Moser, in a vacation place, and they were each saying to each other to give a Dvar Torah. You give a Dvar Torah, you give a Dvar Torah. And the story goes that the Achiezer said to the Ustrupser, no, you know, you're the Gavra Rabba. You give a Dvar Torah. And then the Ustrupser says, you know what? No. I'll tell you what a Gavra Rabba is. I'm not a Gavra Rabba. And he quoted the Gemara at the end of Maseches Makos, on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara quotes Rava, Amar Rava, Kama Tipshoi Shar Inshi. How foolish are people? Tekaimi Mikami Sefer Torah, Volokaimi Mikami Gavra Rabba. They stand for a Sefer Torah, and they don't stand up for a Gavra Rabba, for a great person. Shmuel in our Gemara is called a Gavra Rabba. Dilib Sefer Torah Ksiv Arboim. What makes a rabbi, a gavra rabba, even greater than the Torah? Because in the Torah it says you have to give 40 lashes. The Asa Rabbanan Basru Chada, and the Rabbanan came along and got rid of one. So you see, the Rabbanan are even more powerful, so to speak, than the Torah. And that's why it's foolish that people say that for a Sefer Torah and not for a gavra rabba. Ask the Ustrupser, why is it the Torah, the Gemara is trying to find a place where the rabbis reinterpret the Torah and take away the Pshuto Shamikra, and therefore they make 39 out of 40. But why wait till Parshas Kisetze? Why wait till the end of the Torah? Don't want a case where the rabbis rounded, right? You don't need that. Earlier in the Torah, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. It says they have to count 50 days till Shavuos, and what did they do? 49. So what, they took away a number. So already in Parshas Emor, you have the Rabbanan rounding down, being greater, so to speak, than the Torah. So I wait till Kisetze. So it says the Ustrupser, it's not that the rabbis took away one number and that makes them great. It's if somebody could relieve the suffering of a fellow Jew, take away even one lash, even of a rasha, that's a gavra rabba. To relieve the suffering of a fellow Jew, to do chesed, that's the definition of a Jew. Definition of a Jew, and that's a gavra rabba. So when we have gavra rabba here in the Gemara, we have to remember that Gemara in Makos Chav Beis and the Ustrupser who told Rav Chaim Moser, you know, what the definition of a gavra rabba is. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Mar Baravashi. So Mar Baravashi, if you have time afterwards, we'll talk more about the Rav Ashi and the the Misora, how the Rambam stopped. I forgot there was one other point I wanted to mention about Rav Ashi, and that is, sorry, I forgot that the Rambam in the Hagdama there, he stops at Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was the end of his 40 generations from Moshe to Rav Ashi. It's interesting that the Rambam didn't continue. Like the Meiri in his Hagdama to Avos continued all the way until the Meiri. So why did the Rambam stop? So explained Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that the Rambam is not giving a history lesson. The Rambam is giving a halachic principle of Ba'alei HaMesorah. There was a certain league of Ba'alei HaMesorah that existed until Ravina and Rav Ashi. Once Ravina and Rav Ashi passed, so then no more of that league of Ba'alei HaMesorah. Every generation has Ba'alei HaMesorah, and have people who lead us. That's the promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, right? We'll never have a generation without leaders. But in terms of a certain league of Ba'alei HaMesorah, creation of the law, and not just application of the law, so that was just only in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Mar Baravashi Amar, Kivan Dezigi, more definitions of the Tzomis Hagidin. Kivan Dezigi, if it's pale, right, Rashi says Slulin, Avagav Delochivri, even if it's not white, right, it has to be white, not dark, right, even if it's not white, but it's clear. Amar Amemar Mish, or pale. Amar Amemar Mishpeit Rav Zvid, Tlasachute Have. There are really three sinews that converge in the Tzomis Hagidin. Charalimo Tre Katini. One, thick and two thin. Ifsik alima, azla rovinyan. If the thick one rips, so then azla rovinyan. Then the robe of the thickness is done, and therefore it's a trefa. Ifsik katini, azla rovinyan. And the opposite, if the two thin ones break, then rovinyan. So you're machmir, because there's three, so if two break, or even if the one thick one, you're missing rov. Mar Baravashi Masi Lakula, Mar Baravashi was Mako, and said, no, the opposite. Ifsik Alima, if the thick one breaks, Haika Ravini, you still have the other two. Two beats one. Ifsik Katini, if the two thin ones broke, rift, Haika Robinion, you still have Robinion, and therefore, Mar Baravashi was Mako, in this regard, as long as you didn't lose both. Beofos, in birds, Shitzarchute Havi, there are 16 sinews in that spot. Even if only one of them is nifsak, then it is a trefa. Omar Mar Baravashi, I'll tell you a story, says Mar Baravashi. Havikim Nekame Da'aba, I was once in front of my father, Ravashi, Va'aisu Lekame Ofa, they brought a bird, Ubadak, he checked it, Va'ashkach Lechameser, he only found 15. So he was going to matrif, he was going to trafe it up. Havechad, da havishani mechavre. But he noticed there was one that was different. It was a little thicker than the other ones. Nafse, he combed it out, he checked it, v'yachshkach tre, and he found another one. They were just two stuck together, and therefore he was able to be machsherit, even on the surface, it looked bad. Good. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, continuing. So much like Eden Sha'amru Barubo. So much like Eden Sha'amru, the problem is when it's Nital Barubo. My Rubo, Rov Echon Mehem. So the next few lines of the Gemara, there are many different Pshatim in the Rishon and what exactly it means. Rubo will go with one Pshat. Rov Echon Mehem. Most of one of them. If even the most of one of them is missing, so then that already is a Trefa. Kiamrita Kamid Shmuel, Amar Li, no. Michti, Tlasahave. There are three. Ki mifsa chad minayu legamre ha'ika tre. Even if one of them is totally gone, there are still two left. Time ha'ika tre. Mashma from Shul, that at least you need two. Ha'leka tre lo. If you only have, less than two, you only have one, that for sure is no good. Uplika de Rav Nai, and this is a different than the version of Shmuel in Rav Nai. Damar Rav Nai Amar Shmuel, so masagid and afilo nishtar bela kachuta sarval kshera. Even if you only have one little thread left, maybe of each one of them, maybe of one of them, so then it is still okay. That's one version of the names. V'ika Dami, and others say, my Rubo, Rov Kol Echad Echad. Others say that what we say first, Rov means of each and every one. That's what would make it a trefa. Kemrita Gami de Shmuel, Amar Li, Shmuel then says, Michti Tlasa Have, Ha'ika Tlasa de Kol Chad V'chad. Shmuel would say, if there are three, even a miut of each one is enough. Right, if you have a little bit of each one, and then it's Messiah Leil Rav Noi, then it fits into what Rav Noi quoted from Shmuel. So Rav Noi, I'm a Shmuel. It's almost like Yidin Sha'amru, Afilu Onishtayer Ba'ela Kuchuta Sarvo, Ksheira. Even if you only have a little bit, Kusher. Rashi here, Paskins Lachumra. Rashi quotes on the third skinny line, Ukamar Baravashi Kaimalon, Bechol Duchti Bar Mitarti.
Michtav Udisa, Mefach Shvua, Ubashir Tomas Hagidin, Achar Shenechlaku, Veloes Parish. Even they argue, we don't know exactly of the Shir, Hilchaza Kaman Bishal Torah, Halach Achara Machmir, Fetrefos de Araisa. Safek de Araisa Lachumra, we're not sure exactly what. So we're Machmir in this discussion. Again, Safek de Araisa Lachumra is itself a fascinating discussion. We know a very famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tumas Meis, that the principle of Safek Daraisa Lachumra itself is a din derabanan. Right? On a Daraisa level, we would say Safek Daraisa Lakula. But Safek Daraisa Lachumra mi derabanan, the Rambam says that in Hilchos Tumas Meis, at the end of the ninth perek, the Rambam says, Davar Yadua, Shekal Eilu Atumas, Vechayotzi Bahen, Shehem Mishum Safek, Harehen Shal Devrehem. All Tumas that are Mishum Safek are derabanan. The Ein Tamim in Atara Elamisha Nitma Tuma Vadois. Right, it's not tuma daraisa unless it's tuma certainty. Ava kosvekos, bein betumos, bein b'ma'acholas asuros, bein ba'arayos, vishabasos, all svekos, ein choshej lahem elami devei sofrim. It's only drabanan, k'mo shebiyarno b'ilchas yisurei biya b'kama makomos. V'yafal pikein, the Rambam acknowledges the problem. Acknowledges there's something called Hashem Tavli. What's an Hashem Tavli? If I do an Aveira, I'm not sure if I did it or not, I have to bring a korban. Right, so what's that case? V'yafal pikein, davar shechayavanos, don't okareis, Sveiko Aser Minatara Sheha Osa Oso Chayev Basham Tali Kamosha Biarno. So he acknowledges the problem. He doesn't really explain it. He acknowledges it. Right, and the Ravid jumps on him. Zeo Shibush Gadol. This is a terrible mistake. Shari Amru Bakama Bakomos Sveika Daraisa Lachumra Vesveika Darabana Lakula. Vizu Sveika Daraisa hi. This is a Safik Daraisa by the Tuma. Avalhayla Lomar Mishum Davile Svek Sveika. Vafila Bidaraisa Lakula. If it's he says Svek Sveika, that would be a reason to be Makel. But Not the Rambam Shita. So this is the Machlokas, the Shita of the Rambam. The Rashba argues, he says, no way, Safek Daraisa Lachumra, like the Raven, is a Din Daraisa, the first Shmaitza, discussed this Machlokas between the Rashba and the Rambam. Many others discussed this, where we mentioned this a few weeks ago, I think, in the context of Svek Sveika. Right? One of the svaras why Svek Sveika is Lakula, because if you hold like the Rambam, the Ra'as suggests this, if you hold like the Rambam, that Safek Daraisa Lachumra is itself a Din Darabanan, so then when you get to a Svek Sveika, it's a Safek about a Drabanan. And if it's a Safek about a Drabanan, so then Lakula. And so a Drabanan Lakula. Again, the Rashba Lishitaso. The Rashba Lishitaso, who argues on the Rambam that you don't hold up Safek Daraisa Lachumra is a Din Daraisa, he gets a different svar for Svek Sveika. The Rashba in the Tshuva says it's like Rov. It's Rov, percentages. Percentages, because the first is 50-50, and then there's another, more percentages that it's going to be Lakula. In a way, this is the Rashba and the Rambam. And it comes from Rashi that says here that we are machmir. Lamaisa, Tomas Hagidin is a huge topic in the poskim. The Rama says, right, we have this case that Ravashi checked. If you look in the Rama says in Ilchos Treifus, Rama says in Simin Nunvav Siftes, we're not experts in bedikos, we're not experts what to do, so we don't check. He quotes the Mordechai. Ein anu bekiyin, bebedika Tomas Hagidin, shal of, mishum dekashel of dok, ubekahu nishraf, V'lochein kol makom di'ikam makom b'tzomas hagidim afilu eino rak nafuach v'nitzrar adam me'achar shayetzorach b'dika v'eino nabekiyin ba'ofu treifa. So the Rama is talking about a case where there's a makah, there's a nitzriras hadam. But there is a major discussion in the poskim, and that is known as the eating of the hindquarters. Right, there are different, this has been going on for hundreds of years. Right, there are some, Rav Sternbach writes that there was a misora not to eat from the hindquarters of the animals. Not to eat, why? Because besides the trefa part of it, so much like he did in the rear, right, the hindquarters, it's very close to the Gidan Asha, it's very close to Chelev, non-kosher fats. It's very difficult to do Nikur. Nikur is the avoda that has to be done in order to get out the prohibited parts. So if Sternbach writes in the Shuas Vanagos and Chelek Aleph, Simon Tafyud Ches, Tafyud Tes, that there was a Mesorah from the Marshal not to eat it. Not to eat it. But many others are wonder where he got it from. If you look at the Marshal in Chulin, in a few places, he says that, no, he was a Mekabel not to eat it unless it had a double Nikur. It just means you gotta do it very well. Not that they wouldn't eat it at all, but you have to do it very well. So again, there's different minhagim that's in the Svardic and Ashkenazim, different misoras. It doesn't really fall on Ashkenazi Svardi lines. Some Ashkenazim places did, some didn't. You know, and many of the posts can get into the act of whether it's done in Europe, was it done in this country and that country. The others, some kashrus organizations do it on a deer, because by deer, it's the chelev is not an issue, right? The chelev is not an issue. It's just to get on Asha.
In any case, this is a big discussion in the poskim, and one should ask their local halachic kashrus authority to ask what the minhag is in those circles. The Chassam Sofer, the Noda Yehuda, and the Yeshuas Yaakov, they all get into the act in terms of the hindquarters. There are articles about this, and one could feel free to do more research. Okay, let's continue now. Nishbar Ha'etzem, next section of the regarding Shreifas. So Nishbar Ha'etzem V'chulu. So now this was about if the bone breaks. We spoke about the Nechtecha Ragleha, and then we spoke about Nitel Tzomas Hagidin. Now next part of the Mishnah. If the bone breaks, if the rove of the basar is still on it, it's okay, and if not, not. So Machlokas. Amarav. Lamala. So where did it break? Where does it talk about? In the Mishnah, it does not say anywhere about where it broke. So Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav, l'malav in Arkuba, if it broke above the joint. So Imrov Basar Kayim Zevezeh, Mutter. And if it's above the joint, if most of the Basar is still Kayim on it, then the animal and the limb sticking out is Mutter. V'imlav Zevezeh Aser. And if it's not Rov, then it's Aser. They're both Aser. So because it's above, and it's only meter of the basar is left. Lamalim in Arkuba, but if it's below the joint, so then in Rova basar kayim zevezem mutter. If most of the basar is kayim, then it's great. It's both. It's below and you have rov. V'yim lav, and if not, aver asa. The aver is asa because it's not mostly covered. Ubehema muteres because it's still lower below the joint. Ushmuel amar, no, bein lamala, bein lamata. Shmuel is a little more makel. In Rova basar kayim zevezem mutter. V'yim lav. Aver Usr Ubehema Muteris. Even if you don't have Rov Basar, the Behema is going to be Mutter, even if it is Lamala. Maskal Rav Nachman Lishmuel. So even Lamala, you could throw away that part of the limb and eat the rest of the animal. So Rav Nachman says to Shmuel, really? Yomru, people will say, this is like a Maris Ayin or a type of Metame Sabrios. Yomru Aver Mimena Mutel Ba'ashpo Muteris. You have to throw out the limb and it's Mutter? So Amalei Rav Acha bar Rav Huna Rav Nachman. So Rav Acha bar Rav Huna asked the one who just asked this question, Rav Nachman, L'Rav Nami, what are you asking only on Shmuel? Rav too has that problem. There's a case of Rav also that the limb is Usser and the rest of the animal is Mutter. Yomru Eivr Mimena Muta Ba'ashbu Muteris. Amalei, so Rav Nachman explains his question. Hachi Kamina. Eivr Shechaya Mimena Muta Ba'ashbu Muteris. According to Shmuel, even if the animal, if it's cut above the joint, so people are going to see the animal cut above the joint, they're going to see the limb thrown out, and you're going to be able to eat it, that's worse, because they're going to think the animal was like really, really needed this to live. Shalchu Mitam Hilchaz HaKavasi Derav. They sent, they got a message from Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is like Rav, Hadr Shalchu Kavasi de Shmuel, then they got a different message, the halacha is like Shmuel, Hadr Shalchu Kavasi de Rav, then they got a message that is like Rav, the Aver Atzmo, and that Aver that has to be discarded, Mitame Bemasa. Right, that Aver is Mitame Bemasa, it has Tumas Nevela. Rashi quotes why? Because when it is Shechted, is Ke'ilu, it is separated. As the Gemara says, Shechita, and Rashi quotes it here, Shechita Ose Nipol. Shechita makes it as if it fell off. And therefore, it has Tumas Nevela. Tumas Nevela. Maskev, Rav Chizda says, 1 second. But we had earlier in the Mishnah, when we were talking about dangling limbs, Lo imti tiara shchitas trefa osa ves evra meduldo ba. If an animal itself is shechted, right, a regular shchita of a trefa, so it's mitari midei nevela, even if it has a dangling limb, that shchita is mitari everything. So im tiara shchitas trefa osa ves evra meduldo ba, a regular shchita of a trefa is mitari it and even its limb, davar shegufa, something that's on it, tetara seubar davar she'eno gufa. So does that automatically mean that the ubar will be a dangling limb of the ubar will be saved? But you see from there, from the assumption is that every aver meduldol is going to be saved, and it's not going to be nevela. It's not going to be nevela. So that's kasha on the rav who says aver asa b'tamei b'masa. Amalei Rabba, Haduri Apirchi Lamalacha. What a good question, but why are you searching for questions? Osim Mimasisa, why didn't you ask from the Mishnah? Why do you ask from this Brisa? Right, Mishnayos are much more known. Brises are less. Yes, we know Ilfa. Remember the Gemara in Ilfa, the Gemara in Tainis Chafalof with Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. And Ilfa says, after he's very upset that he didn't go back to Yeshiva, he said, ask me from anywhere in Shas. Any Brisa in Shas, I'll tell you where the Mishnah is, where the roots of it, the hints of it are in the Mishnah. And if not, I'll jump in the water off of this boat. So all Brises flow from Mishnayos, like Ilfa said. But the source is the Mishnah. So he asks, Rabba asks, why do you ask from a Brisa? Just ask from a Mishnah. More powerful also. What do you mean? What is it? Nishchita. behema. The Mishnah said earlier, once the behema is shechted, hukshar b'dameh ha'divir meir. Once the animal is shechted, so then it's a varmar now hukshar l'kabel tumah through the dam that goes on it. But what do you see from there? That the dangling limb is now hukshar l'kabel tumah. It itself is not tumah. It itself is not a piece of nevela. It's just hukshar l'kabel tumah. Again, Akasha, how could you say Rav? How could Rav say Ever Atzmo Matami Bamasa? Samatami, now it's Hukshar Lakabel. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Omer Lo Hukshuru. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not Hukshar. But either way, you see from Rabbi Meir, Hukshar B'damel. And both agree that it's not Nevela itself. So Omer Le, why didn't you ask from a Mishnah? Omer Le, Mastisani Dilat Kuyi Kidagadachina. We had earlier, when this was quoted, the Mishnah, there was a chilik between Basar and Etzem. We were Madcha the Mishnah earlier. But here, the Braisa, you couldn't be Madcha, and therefore it's a difference. Kisalik, Rav Zera, Ashkechel, Rav Yirmiya, the Yosef, Akamel, Rav Shmaitza. When Rav Zera came, he found Rav Yirmiya saying this over. Omer Le, what? Saying what over? Rashi, Lahashmaitza, Derav, the Omer Le Elam, Lav Zeveze Usser. Right? She does Rav against Shmuel. That if it's Rove is not covering it, Zev is a Usser. So he heard Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba saying that. He was a Talmud of Rav. So Amale Yaisher, Vechein Tergala Yuch Shebabavel. And he says, great. And Aryuch, who is a nickname for Shmuel, Aryuch means king. And Shmuel, the halacha is like Shmuel, in certain areas of halacha, in Dinim. That's why he's called the king. Others, the Ritva says he's Gavaraba, Ritva and Shabbos, Dafnun Gimel, where this lashon comes up. So Aryuch, Manu, Shmuel. So the Rav HaMiflag Polig, what do you mean? Rav and Shmuel have an argument about this. What do you mean Rav and Shmuel agree? Hadar be Shmuel agabe de Rav. Shmuel was chozer bo to agree to Rav, that there is a chilek between Lamala and Lamata. We don't say Bein Lamala, Bein Lamata in this case. But again, we're going to get into Shechita Osa Nifol and other parts, what does Rov mean, until we get to the last Mishnah of the Perek that gets into a little Tumah V'Tahara also, and then Oso V'Espino is brought up as well. Either way, this is more issues of Somas Hagidin, and Hashem will stop here. But Hashem, again, we'll continue the next couple of daf will be put up in the last cycle, and we'll continue the following week.